Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate you folks tuning in. Good morning, Nevadans. A great week, wasn't it? I'm John Potter. On this, the all-local radio call-in show, it's called The Weekend. It is all live and local. Anything you want to talk about, the lines are open. Thank you, Craig, at 775-884-9910. Yes, taking calls in the order they come in from Carson City is Ace producer Craig Moss. Hey, Craig.
Good Saturday morning. I almost forgot what day of the week it was.
Ah, it's perfect Saturday morning. Look at it out there.
I know, right?
I started walking at 7 a.m., an hour-long walk. And by the last half hour, I was sweating. Now, the temperature in Reno Sparks is 67 degrees, but that sun, if it's on you, it's hot stuff. Oh, more hot stuff. An argument with Mrs. Potter last night. After a few minutes, she was just about to calm down until I asked her to calm down. That never works. It's run for your life. Craig's single.
There's a reason for that. Yes.
What's going on? Folks in town are telling me there are a lot more mice in town, I guess, from our wet spring. You know, the cats were really good about mice and roof rats, but, you know, you feed them the fancy feast treats and it takes away their love of hunting. So it's the worst thing you can do to a cat. But anyway, I was told that the real danger, and beware on this now, I never heard of such a thing. The real danger with mice and roof rats now, and I guess squirrels too, is the damage they can do to the wiring in your car. Have you ever heard of this? Especially if it's a Toyota or Lexus, because I'm told these companies use soy and peanut oil to insulate their wires, and the rodents love it. They devour them.
Yeah, to pull them through the conduits in the cars, the plastic sheathing in the cars to get them everywhere. Yeah, pull they use the that as a lubricant, yeah.
Pull the what through the what?
The wire through the plastic
conduit. What a conduit.
Well, it's a plastic tube.
I don't want to know.
But no, that's a valid point, you know. I have actually heard that that it's not only the small rodents, but it could be squirrels or chipmunks that get in there as well.
Well, it hasn't happened to me, but after I heard about this, I asked, at my repair shop, and I said, is this for real? And he said a customer's SUV ended up with $8,000 in damage just a few weeks ago, and the vehicle was actually totaled. Insurance companies are wise to this, and they may total your car because of a mouse chewing up your wires. Now, I had a squirrel chew up my backyard string lights and had to buy another set. That's the closest I come to that, but it scares the heck out of me that this could happen. So that's an issue. See, this is all local. And something else I noticed this week, and this is local too. And this will lead in to what I hopefully will get some phone calls on. Did you know Smith's sells Duke's mayonnaise? Ben's sells my hometown beer, Genesee, from Rochester, New York. Reno Sparks, we still don't get Blue Bell ice cream. I keep looking. Las Vegas has it, those rats. So what are your food brand name faves, or what is missing in Reno Sparks, Carson, Tahoe, Yarrington, that you would like to see here? Flaky Jakes. No, Chart House. I'm going to be serious. Chart House. We love eating at Chart House at Tahoe and Reno. I mean, Vegas has one. Salt Lake City has one. I love Chart House. Great steakhouse. What do you want to see here, Craig? And what is that Swedish build furniture store where you have to put everything together yourself?
IKEA.
Okay. I'm going to say it before people call in and say it, because when I bring up this topic in conversation, they always bring up Aikidas or IKEA? Aikidas is the pie. That's right. We could use that too. People used to say fries. They'd love to see a fries here. But they went out, I think they went out of business in Sacramento. Yeah. So I guess any huge electronics store would be welcome. Remember everybody for years on, remember how Panera Bread teased us for years? Oh, did you hear a Panera Bread is coming? Yeah, I saw a sign. A sign was put up and then the sign was taken down and a year later, then the sign came back and then the local TV stations did a report. It's coming. It's coming. And this was like a 6-year wait. So Panera Bread finally gets here. And where they put it, UNR. The happiest place for locals to park.
Got one there and then the one down here in Carson City at the south end. I know. I go to Costco for gas. I drive right by it. So I stop in and grab something every time.
Oh, it is good. Oh, it is good.
So I get their just loaf of the bread to take home.
Oh, my gosh. Well, our phone number on this, because maybe the corporate giants are listening. I don't know. Craig, how powerful is this radio station? I don't even know.
We get
know.
All around the world.
How many watts of power do we do?
I think we're rated at 50,000 cumulative to get out. Yeah.
Well,
we're as strong as our competitor. Stronger than our competitor because we get ratings. They don't.
Well, now you made me nervous.
No,
I better straighten up here. Yeah, I better shave.
John, we're worldwide.
Nobody told me this.
The app and the web streaming, that gets you wherever you want to go. Just go to 991fmtalk.com and you can listen too.
Seriously, you're making me nervous here. I don't 50,000 watts. Oh my gosh. Humana. All right, finally, once again, folks, 775-884-9910. Finally, a very nice email this week. John, your segment on the president's fall and how to avoid them yourself. Those steps with the metal edge on them in the rain are a final destination movie just waiting to happen for me. Oh, yes, they are. And uneven sidewalks get me every time, trip me up. But my biggest danger at home, cat toys on the floor. He-Man that I am. And I got another finally because I should have read this last Saturday, but I have a message to graduates. Congratulations. I guess I'm the last person to say that to you. This sends me back to graduation day too. I know how special this is. Now, me being now, and by the way, Craig, I can't believe I did this. I was talking about how I was going to turn 70 years old today. I got it wrong. I'm 69. Big difference, right? So, no, folks, really, I'm 69. I'm not 70. Today's my birthday, so you got to call.
What? Oh, it's your birthday again.
Oh, yeah.
So what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to sing happy birthday to you every time it's your birthday? All right, fine. This is it.
I don't know.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right?
This is 50,000 watts. You can't do that. I don't know where he gets that from, folks, but he plays it every year. So that's it for this year, Craig. All right, today's sermon on this Saturday. I say this because I was told by somebody I worked with once that I'm starting to sound like a philosophical preacher. Okay, but the sermon today is called, and it's for graduates. It's called The Worst Days, Teach the Best Lessons. Yes, this is for the graduating students this month. On the upside, you're about to hit a highlight of your life. And the downside? Well, there is no downside. You're a member of an admired segment of the population with an education from a fine school. You're living in an area that values that. and you learned lessons that will make you a better person for the rest of your life. There will be hurts that you encounter later, but it will make you stronger and better for the tomorrows. Some days you may wish you had a different start, but today you'll be glad you had that experience, because the worst days teach the best lessons, and learning is why young men and women succeed. The things you learn the hard way build character. They establish a framework of experience upon which you build a life. They are a metaphor for what counts. And ultimately, if we are wise, we learn as much from losing as we learn from winning. Life is like that. Just remember that nobody's perfect. And sometimes things just happen. And you can't beat yourself or anybody else up. So you forgive others for being human. And you forgive yourself for being human. That'll be very important to remember later in life, when the stakes are higher and the disappointments are greater. Do you hold your head up, or do you keep your spirit down? Do you learn and grow, or do you let it wound you? Finally, you should recognize that though school was important, it really was just practice. Fate and providence have a tendency to teach us what we really need to know, to train us for the tasks you will face. Later on in life, when things are for real, as a young man who once touched the hot stove, you'll be ready for what comes. And that day, you will win. And this day will be worthwhile, because the worst days teach the best lessons. I'm John Potter. Let's go to the phone, 775-884-9910. Zoe, calling from Reno. Hello, Zoe, and thank you so much for listening.
Hi. You mentioned someone tripping over their cat toys, and that reminded me of a thing you did a long time ago on Channel 2. You complained about having to turn off the AC from NV Energy, but you had to keep it on because you had a hairless kitty. I was curious how your cat's doing.
I have three cats now. They have fur now. The hairless kitty... is in a different home, and I love to death my Casper, that's Cass, P-U-R-R, Molly, and Tilly at home.
Aww.
Two girls and a boy, and I still trip over the cat toys. Yes, folks, that's the phone topic, tripping over cat toys. No, just kidding.
Or so stepping on Legos.
I relate. I have a cat at my parents' house that's almost like 16, 17 years old, and she still plays like a kitten, and we still trip over her toys.
Oh, God bless you. That's a happy home. That's a fall I am willing to take.
Yeah.
One more thing, Zoe. What do you wish Reno Sparks had that we don't have currently?
You know what? This is going to sound really old-fashioned, but I wish that we had the 24-hour nightlife back.
Oh, yeah.
Everything closes after 9 p.m. nowadays. And this was before the COVID shutdown. Everything nowadays is closed. I remember walking around with my parents at graveyard, and everything was open at like 2 a.m., and now you walk around with like maybe a casino.
You said it. You said it. It's gone. It's very, very slowly coming back. You know, at the worst of times, even the 24-hour Starbucks was closed, and I think it's back to 20. Just one of them is 24 hours. We do have the 24-hour Walmart. What more could you want?
Which one?
At Kitski.
Yeah,
my Demonte Ranch, I think, closes at 11.
Yeah, yeah, head on down to the fun place on Kitski and McCarran Walmart.
Yeah, they'll let you help. You bring your own groceries up. You might as well help them stock the shelves.
Right, exactly.
Can we get
Zoe, have
that?
A wonderful day. Stay cool, my dear. Stay cool. We're going to take our first break and our first guest coming up at 9:30. I'm John Potter. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Folks, you're invited to a pool party in my house after the show. Bring the pool, please. I'm John Potter, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. You know, sometimes the comedy just writes itself. That's right. We're going to check the news. Okay, in the news this morning, this all just happened this morning. Well, maybe it happened yesterday, but the feds, primarily U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, are slamming and investigating the Minneapolis Police Department over excessive force. The Supreme Court and Congress are looking into Iowa's abortion laws. Politicians are speaking out about drunken homophobic shouts at a Las Vegas soccer game. The January 6th riot is still being investigated by lawmakers and a grand jury that's meeting in D.C. Actually, most of Congress and our news media is still preoccupied by anything Trump at the moment. There's also a Democrat in Congress, Jared Moskowitz of Florida, who wrote and sent a letter to Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other lawmakers requesting the end of the sneaker ban, the ban on wearing sneakers in Congress. And I'm serious. And a bipartisan group of U.S. House members just reintroduced a bill to protect illegal aliens living in the U.S. Meanwhile, Congress is still heading toward a government shutdown in September, yep, despite the budget deal, because of new spending bills, of course. Congress, we actually pay these people, is still ignoring the inflation rate going on 2 years now, and the government is actually celebrating the fact that it dropped, although it's still over 4%. This is kind of the gas prices thing. You know, it went sky high, dropped a little bit. Time to celebrate. And be sure to add this year's 4% inflation rate to last year's 9% for your adjusted 13%. And those are their figures, which, like the jobless numbers, I don't fully trust. But we know cars and homes are almost unaffordable and food costs more than we have ever seen. And the national debt now exceeds the GDP, the gross national domestic product, the actual value of goods and services produced in the United States. Congress won't talk about that, or preventing illegal immigration instead of encouraging it, or the fact that come October 1st, wildland firefighters face a big pay cut because their last pay raise expires. Have you heard that in the news media? Our U.S. lawmakers are more concerned about Trump making things easier for illegal aliens and abortions in Iowa, and sneakers being allowed on the floor of Congress, distracting folks with manufactured outrage to deflect attention away from things like high prices and our economy, and how they're rapidly changing our culture to cater to the far-left vote. You don't see that on the news either. Darn it, I thought this would be funny, because I saw the, I mean, sneakers, they, a bill, a, allow, a, sneakers. Well, anyway, our first guest is going to be talking about his awesome building operation that will do you very well in your backyard, especially. Also coming up, we have Jessica Schneider from Junkies. Oh, man, that's going to be fun. She's always fun. And the phone lines are always open for your phone calls at 775-884-9910. And if we don't get any phone calls, I brought some records. But I think we'll get some phone calls. It'd be nice to hear from you.
Oh, we have no turntables.
Oh, my gosh. What's that?
We have no turntables to play your records on.
Well, it's 50,000 watts. What am I going to? I'm not.
You're going to have to talk, John. You've never had a problem
with
that before.
By the way, are all these sticky notes on the mixer board directed at me? This reintroduce guests every 5 minutes. FM News Talk time is blank. 99.1 FM talking Smith and Mason Valley 92.3.
You know,
I guess they're for me.
They're for you. I looked at those the other day when I went in there to do some engineering work in the studio. And yeah, they're there for you.
Oh, okay.
FM News Talk time is blank.
Okay, yes, let's do that. Let's do it. Let me get that sticky note out here. All right, folks, we're going to break for Fox News on 99.1 to 92.3. It's Smith and Mason Valley. FM News Talk time is 9:29.
Is FM Talk.
Current temperature just shy of 70 degrees in Reno Sparks. I love Sparks because Reno wouldn't be hell without Sparks. I'm John Potter. Our first guest is Irvin Out West Buildings. And we're going to take calls right now on if you're considering a building in your backyard. Now, to say sheds kind of like you're better than just sheds. I mean,
we are better than sheds.
Right.
Happy birthday, by the way, John.
Well, thank you. And it's Father's Day tomorrow. What are you doing for Father's Day tomorrow, Irvin?
Well, what am I doing for Father's Day? We're actually going out to our pastor's house tomorrow evening. They're having a little celebration for Father, so some kind of barbecue of some sort.
Well, that's it.
The ladies are organizing it. We're just hanging on for the ride.
It's a man's life. Our phone line is open here at 775-884-9910. He's the expert. He builds these buildings in Fallon. And you can go out and see these buildings. There's a whole catalog you guys publish showing all the uses. You got greenhouse, you got backyard office, you got just fancy tool sheds, and you got buildings with lofts and windows. And it's like a factory there in Fallon that you build these, and they are tough, strong, these buildings. By the way, how is Fallon doing?
Very good. Lots of things going on out there.
I like that town. For those who care to take a drive into the country, what restaurant or restaurants do you recommend in your town of Fallon? And well, I've been to a few.
That's a good question. My favorite probably go-to is you got me in a little bit of trouble here. There's a Mexican restaurant down in the middle of town. I can't remember the name to it. The other one is The Grid. The Grid is back behind Walmart, and it's like a little sports bar with a restaurant. Very good. Great
that
selection.
That sounds cool.
Of food. Yeah.
Now, the bowling alley is still closed, isn't it?
It is open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That big, beautiful new building, they opened like 10 years ago, and I was driving by a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed, well, maybe it looked closed. Maybe it's not.
It's not open every day, at least the one I go to.
Okay, you can bowl in Fallon.
Yeah, yes, you can. My little boy, he reminded me today, I think that we need to, about 7 this morning, he told me we need to go bowling.
Well, I like Woody's. I like the slanted porch. I like the Courtyard Cafe. And maybe,
we ate breakfast there this morning. That's another one, the Courtyard.
Courtyard
Great
Cafe. Yep. And I think that Mexican restaurant you're trying to think of is La Fiesta.
That's it.
La Fiesta.
There you go. You saved my bacon.
La Fiesta is really good. Okay, so folks, you can see these buildings that Irvin and the crew build at your locations, Wellington, of course, Fallon, you got all the acreage there where I took the stroll. It's kind of a showplace hike to look at all the buildings you build out there. Wellington, you can see them. Lovelock, Winnemucca, Round Mountain, Janesville, and Chilkoot. So you sell them, you make them and sell them. What are people buying these for? Right now, what's the biggest usage of your buildings?
That's a good question. One thing we're seeing a lot right now, John, I've noticed is backyard offices. People are they're getting, you know, with remote work that's going on right now.
Ah, yes.
You know, they're either getting tired of being crammed up in the house, and I have a office in my house as well. I can relate to this a lot with children. And just the activities around in a home can be, you think it's all good and great till you do it for a while, and then you realize, boy, you get distracted a lot. So they need their own space, and they get one of these buildings in the backyard, they finish it out, put it in the backyard, and get their space that way. Or they're just getting a new job that requires them to be at home, and they just don't have enough room. There's all kinds of reasons and that people do it, but I've noticed quite a bit of that going on right now. People love those things for that.
Well, you know, with Father's Day tomorrow, you know what men, I'm speaking for myself here, What about how many men come up to you and say they want a man cave?
You know what? That reminds me, when I leave here, I'm going to the Reno Rodeo. We have a booth out there, and one of them is a man cave. People absolutely love that thing. If you're in this area and you want to see what you can do with this thing, come out to the Reno Rodeo.
What can you do to make it a man cave? What do you do to a building to make it a man cave?
This one here has a little bar. It has a little bar in it and a dartboard, and it's furnished on the inside. Got wainscoting around the bottom, shiplap finish on the inside. It's very nice. It's very nice. The ladies in our office kind of designed that thing, and they did a great job. But got your regular electrical package, foam insulation to keep you climate controlled, which we offer on all our buildings is that spray foam insulation.
Flat screen TV and
We don't have that in there, but it'll fit.
Oh yeah. Sure.
I mean, it is definitely. We had it at the home show as well. It is one of the. It's as big of a highlight product as I've ever seen. People's eyes just get really big when they see, and they can imagine when they see that. What they could do with it.
You know, Irvin, a lot of people don't even consider that this is possible, I guess. They think, oh, backyard building, just a shed. No. You found so many uses or types of buildings back there. I know a guy who would have loved this man cave in the backyard. Instead, he gave his garage a masculine touch, and he parks in the driveway instead, when all this time he could have had a separate man cave, or as I call it with my marriage, I would call it a dog house.
We sell those too. we can personalize it with your name.
Well, that's not funny. All right, so you can clean out the garage. All right, this cleans out your garage to have a building in the backyard. Have you seen many people accomplish that with your buildings?
Absolutely. That is definitely. So recently, like I said, the office thing has been a pretty popular thing. But one thing that has been consistent, I think, probably since storage sheds existed, is people are getting their garage back. And we all do it. We just like you mentioned, you knew somebody who fixed their garage up, parks their car outside now.
Yeah. He put up these old timey gas station signs.
Oh, that's cool.
Those metal signs on the walls. But it's his garage. It's still a garage.
You know, our cars cost so much now that and we pay all this money to have these garages, and we store all our stuff. You know, in the garage, and the car that costs $40,000 to $90,000, maybe $120,000, whatever it is you have, is sitting outside and not in your garage because you have a whole bunch of, the totes full of things, or all your tools are in
there. You're speaking the truth. I mean, that's the USA right now.
Yeah.
Half the garages are for stuff.
Yeah.
I take walks and I see somebody opening up their garage and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, when is that TV crew from Hoarders coming out there? I should talk. That's my situation. And it's a darn shame to put a very expensive car in the driveway. It's wide open for, folks fooling around with it. It's not good for the paint. In the winter, it's a real hassle.
When you got to carry your groceries in, it's raining or snowing, and it's, and you have this beautiful room right beside your house, goes into your house. But yeah, that's a real thing. That's a very, very real thing that people use these for, and enjoy the shed because they got their garage back. That's all they're doing is getting their garage back.
It's all possible, folks. It's all possible. Now you're getting a little bit into the shipping container business. Is it a fad or what, where people are buying shipping containers that usually ride on train cars and they bury them for the preppers, or they convert them into some sort of sturdy, and they're incredibly sturdy. I guess they're built better than your house is. You deal with storage containers now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We've actually been doing that for a few years.
Oh, they're calling you. Folks, you should call the radio station for Irvin. 775-884-9910. He'll answer all your questions about what they can do in your backyard. So what do you do with the shipping containers?
Well, there's probably very similar uses, including people store classic cars, vehicles. A very popular use is the side-by-sides and that sort of thing, to because it's a very secure. You can lock these things up, and if you have a vacant property, something that you want to go out, a lot of people use it for, they buy 5 acres or 50 acres or something, and they want to keep things there. It's a very...
And they paint them, and they make them look pretty presentable?
Yeah. Well, our one-trippers are all a very neutral tan color. It's very nice, very clean. They smell good. They smell like fresh paint, the one-trippers. And so, yeah, they're not so, what do you call it, intrusive or, you know, so that it doesn't hurt your eyes like some of those wild-looking colors can from used ones. But we do offer used ones as well. But, yeah. No, that's what they use them for, a lot, just lots of storage with the shipping containers.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a crammed shed or garage with no way to know where everything is. I'm projecting here about my own situation, of course. But, folks, we all need more space. Give us space. It'll be good to put a vehicle, yes, a vehicle in the garage. What sizes are your shipping containers?
They are 20 and 40 foot long.
Okay. And there's a lockbox on them, too.
There is a lockbox, yeah. The one-trippers have a lockbox, which is a... it's where you put a lock that locks, that holds, you have all your standard locks on the regular handles on them. And then in the center, there's a lock that holds the two together, and it has a box over it, over the, so when you put your padlock on it, nobody can mess with your padlock with a torch or bolt cutters or anything like that. There's a cover over it.
You are safe, folks, because you can't break through one of these shipping containers, can you?
Gotta be very intentional.
All right, let's go to the phone. Well, I think we got a phone. He's checking it out. Oh, no, that's for Brewfest. Okay. All right, well, awesome. Anything else you want to say, Irvin, about your place? You have an exhibit set up at the Reno Rodeo, which is going on for a full week. You're there, right?
It's all through next week, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anything special for the Father's Day folks? Are you open tomorrow for Father's Day?
We're not open tomorrow. We're open today, and we still have a 10% off all of our inventory. And if you want to see the biggest display of storage buildings in this state, they're right there in Fallon, all in one location. That is the biggest display of storage buildings and containers in this state.
I was amazed at the size of your property there. I mean, that's your factory. And
yep,
I don't want to say showroom. It's like a show street that you have there. As you get into Fallon, you can Google the place and find out exactly where it is. Out West Sheds.
Buildings. Out West Buildings.
Oh, Out West Buildings. That's right. You're better than sheds.
Outwestbuildings.com is where you can find us.
And see them at the rodeo. Irvin, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for coming out here in person.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, folks. We're going to check out the Carson City Brewfest, which is coming up. That's up next. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time at 99.1 and 92.3 FM is 947.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, my friends. John Potter here. Every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, live and local, we were talking with Irvin about the rodeo. Great weather for the Reno Rodeo this weekend. And I was told that Alpine Meadows is still open for skiing. Is that right? Snowboarding at Squaw, now Palisades, is going on now, too. Also going on pretty soon here in Carson City is the Carson City Brewfest. And on our phone is the organizer, Jim Gray of the Carson City Brewfest. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for calling in to 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Hi, John. How you doing?
It's a great day. It's a beautiful day.
Sure is.
The Brewfest. Yeah, how many years have you done this there?
So that's a little bit arguable, but in my recollection, it's been about 10 years that, our club historian has retired, and so we don't quite know, but it's been about 10 years.
Well, I'm a big fan. I went to it once. You know what I love about the Carson City Brew Fest and also the wine walk you do? It's a great opportunity to walk in these shops and places and talk to the owners of these businesses. And, you got that beautiful main drag there, and then go around the corner for that awesome ice cream in Carson City. Not as crowded, of course, as Reno. And it's really old-timey in a way to me. So for the next Brewfest, and by the way, when is it? Next weekend?
Yeah, it's Saturday, June 24th from 3 to 8 p.m.
All right, so what are you going to have there, Jim?
So on McFadden Plaza on the old 3rd Street and Curry Street, we're going to have a live band, Reckless Envy, and then we're going to have about 32 brewers now. They're still coming in a little bit, so hopefully we'll have a few more, but 32 is a great number of brewers. And we're expecting about 12 to 1,400 participants to taste all the great beers on hand and enjoy the restaurants there at Fox Brew Pub and Piazza and the other shops like Scoops you mentioned in McFadden
Scoops.
Plaza.
Yeah. This is a deal, as I recall, where you pay for your ticket, you get the beer stein, and you go around to different locations and fill up the beer stein and get to taste this wide variety of beers. How many stops can people make at the Brewfest?
Well, there's 32 different breweries. Oftentimes, one brewer brings multiple beers, multiple flavors. So, you know, upwards to 50 different types and flavors of beers to try.
And a lot of these are breweries that are local and also from California, as I recall, right?
Yeah, we try to get all the local brewers, and we have great support from all the Reno breweries and, you know, the several breweries we have here in Carson City and Lake Tahoe Basin. But yeah, they're from all over California as well. So over the years, we've built some real good relationships with the distributors and the breweries themselves. So, for instance, Pigeon Head, they come out and the owners always attend and they're great people. And, we even have a brewery from, Bridgeport coming up.
You know, Jim, it's amazing. 30 some different brews. Oh my gosh. It is amazing to me. When does the market get saturated? It's amazing to me how many breweries and how many brands of beer. You mentioned Pigeon Head. I walked in and talked to the guys at Pigeon Head, and I asked the same question. I said, when is this market fully saturated? How can you guys find your market and your customer base? I mean, you're competing with 30 some other brands. And he says, well, we can barely keep up making our beer. I said, really? And he says, oh, yeah, most of it is shipped to Las Vegas. And we don't even need a tasting room. We have more business than we can handle because folks like beer. Right, Jim?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I was one of our posts on our Facebook page, Capital City Brewfest, had a little trivia there that the number one state in the United States that consumes the most beer is New Hampshire.
Nevada.
And I believe
New Hampshire.
Well, New Hampshire, surprisingly, and Montana was second, and it's about 1.8 gallons per person per year.
My goodness, we got to beat them
a little bit. We got some work to do.
You reminded me about the live music. What kind of music are they going to be playing on the street there for the Brewfest next weekend in Carson City?
So Reckless Envy is going to be there, and they're a cover band, and they have a pretty diverse amount of music that they play. They cover rock to country to pop. They're all over the map, so you shouldn't hear the same song twice, and they do a really good job.
Well, think of this for next year. Jim, polka.
Sure.
Polka. It makes you want to drink beer. It's just
right.
The beer music polka. Okay.
I think we might bypass, or we might surpass that 1.8 gallons per person if we did that.
Okay. Let's get to the stats here. How can folks get the pass? How much do they cost? I know it goes to a good cause, right? You can tell us all about that.
Yeah, all the proceeds go to the Rotary Club of Carson City. The Rotary Club has been, well, we chartered in 1938. A large focus of our club is local education. We have high school and middle school leadership programs. We have scholarships we give out for college, and we do local service projects as well as some international projects. And you can get the tickets for the Capital City Brewfest at capitalcitybrewfest.com or our Facebook page and click on the link there. And it's $35 prior to the event. And at the event, you can buy tickets at $40.
Okay, website again. I'm slow today. I'm 69 years old today. So what was the website?
Happy birthday. The website is capitalcitybrewfest.com.
Excellent. Carson City Rotary, were you present during my speech there?
I was. You did a really good job. I'd like to have you back.
You know, I've spoken at 45 venues, and you were the only ones who did not boo me. And I really appreciate that.
I find that hard to believe.
Almost serious well, there.
almost. It'd be funnier if it wasn't true, right?
That's right. Jim Gray, Carson City. Have a great Carson City Brewfest, my friend. And
thank you, John.
Yeah, we don't want it to get too crowded, but pass the word, folks,
it's
about this great event. Yeah, okay, Jim. Next weekend, folks, Carson City. We're going to take a break. FM News Talk time, 9:58. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We'll be back at 10.